Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to share a few thoughts from the book of Job today. Ray Stedman said the book of Job helps us more than any other book in the Bible to catch a glimpse of the greatness and the majesty of God. We see what we desperately need to see, that God is not just another man, great in power and authority, whom we call, influence, and command. God is not a heavenly bellboy, ready to run at our command. No, God is in charge, and He will always be in charge. If we are going to deal realistically with life, this is the way we must see Him. In a matter of moments, Job's entire life changed, just as ours has recently with this coronavirus. Life as we know it is drastically altered at this time, but I want to draw some encouragement from Job's trial. Job 13:15 said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." In other words, even if I die, I'm going to trust the Lord. No matter what happens in my life, I have made up my mind. I have made a decision that I'm going to trust God. Job 23:8-10, "Look, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." I can sense the frustration in Job as he tries to perceive where God is in the middle of his trial. He looks forward and backward, right and left, but he can't physically perceive the Lord. Obviously, we have experience in this area when we're trying to see God in the middle of the storm. We're trying to see God in the middle of what's going on, and the chaos and the confusion and all that's happening in politics and all that's happening in our culture. But like Job, we need to understand that God knows the way that we take. And when we are tested, we will come forth as gold. There is a finality to this situation, like every other situation. This too will pass as we cling to the Lord, as we trust in Him. Job 42:10 gives us the end of the story. It says that Job was restored by the Lord for all of his losses when he prayed for his friends. We need to make sure we're praying for our friends. We need to make sure we're praying for our family. We need to make sure we're praying for others during this time. Don't get caught up in being overwhelmed, but remember to pray for others as well. And indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. The Lord restored Job twice as much as he had before. And verse 16 tells us that Job lived 140 years after this trial and saw his children and grandchildren for four generations. Interestingly, some say Job was about 70 years old when this trial started. So if that was the case, not only did God give him double for his losses in the area of possessions and finances and children, all those things, but God gave him twice as many years of life after this trial as well. He lived another 140 years. So as we continue to trust God, despite our lack of understanding of what's going on, despite knowing the outcome of our circumstances, as we trust Him anyways, like Job, we will discover the absolute sovereignty and majesty of our God. As Job questioned God and Job sought God for answers, the Lord revealed His majesty to Job. The Lord loves us more than we could ever know. We're going to get through this situation, and I miss seeing you. I miss fellowshipping with you. This is a time where we can feel very isolated and lonely, but God is with us, and we are praying for each other. God bless you in Jesus' name.